You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Baltimore Orioles, the MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brittany Giroli. Britt, as usual, the Orioles are a little bit hard to read and a little bit quiet and almost certainly working on some interesting things that they are not telling anybody about. But the sort of ongoing story seems to be negotiations with Nick Markakis. Where does that currently stand? Is that something you still expect is going to get done, or is that in any way tense or in any way in jeopardy at all?
I don't think it's in jeopardy. I just think it's kind of moving along very slowly. I think Markakis is going to end up staying in Baltimore, going to be an Oriole, but the way it stands right now, it doesn't seem like either side is too willing to budge. Now, it doesn't mean to say that talks are contentious. The two sides still remain in contact, as far as I know, as of about a day or two ago. So there's nothing wrong there, but they're not close to a deal, and talks are just, right, like I said, kind of preliminary. So I think it's going to maybe take two or three other dominoes to fall. Maybe Nelson Cruz has to sign somewhere else for things to kind of pick up steam a little bit. And also, keep in mind, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. The fact that there's been some moving around baseball is a bit unusual, given how early it is in the off season. So I don't think this deal's in jeopardy by any means, but it's not something that's imminent right now.
It seemed like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it seemed like there was some sense that because Markakis was such a central piece, because he is such a core part of what they do, that even if this wasn't going to get done quickly, it was generally considered something that was sure to happen. And so I guess what I'm wondering is there enough uncertainty there just to sort of be affecting other thought processes, or is the club's perspective still, we don't know how we're going to get this done, but we're going to sort of figure this is going to get done and build the rest of the club as though it will be?
Yeah, like I said, I think it gets done. I think both sides think it gets done. It's just a matter of time. There's just not a whole lot happening right now. I think earlier in the offseason, especially right after they were eliminated in the ALCS, I had heard that, look, they're close on a deal with Nick. It seems like both sides are on the same page. And then there was a breakdown for whatever reason, and it seems like things have kind of stalled. But, again, I don't see this falling apart. I don't see him going anywhere else.
So where does that leave the rest of the things going on? You mentioned Nelson Cruz. With all the attention going to some of the big free agents already this winter, it seems like Cruz's name has not popped up that much. Are the Orioles in any kind of serious contact with him, or is that kind of a back burner thing right now?
Well, they made a deal with him, and now they're just waiting. You know, he didn't want to sign their three-year contract that was proposed. They didn't get anything done in that window of exclusivity. He's become a free agent. He's going to test the market, and rightfully so. He's coming off a career year, so there's obviously a lot less certainty than when Nick Markakis said he's going to return. So I don't know if back burner is the right word, but I mean, there's only so much they can do. They don't want to go 4 or 5 years, which is reportedly what he's looking for. This is kind of what they saw coming anyway with him, given what he wanted last offseason, given how he kind of fell in their lap on that one-year deal. It'll be interesting to see how long he lets this play out again and if he learned anything from last winter. But the Orioles would like him back, but they seem pretty firm on not going above that three-year mark.
Is there an external alternative to Cruz, or as we've talked about before, if Cruz goes, do they maybe not really move aggressively to replace him and just count on the offense coming internally?
If they don't replace him, I think it places more emphasis on them bringing back Nick Markakis. And then, of course, they have guys who can get the job done. Alejandro Deaza is an interesting case, as is David Lowe. What do they do with those guys? Both guys who played well, both guys who can play the corner outfield positions. Lowe is also capable of backing up Adam Jones in center field, so I don't see them making a big move outfield-wise if they fail to get Cruz. I think they're going to do what Dan Duquette does best, and that's find the underrated, undervalued guys and piece together the team that way.
And that actually leads into the next thing I was wondering about, which is there have already been a few of those sort of margin-to-the-roster moves, and it seems like we never really know which ones are going to work out. It seems like every year there's some move they make quietly that turns into a really nice one. Any of the things, any of that kind of tinkering they've done this winter that kind of caught your eye as maybe somebody to watch or a particularly intriguing back of the roster or minor league deal kind of a move they've already made?
Yeah, it's interesting to me that they re-signed Oliver Drake, who's a Naval Academy guy, a guy that Buck really liked. They signed him to a major league deal, and he really struggled as a starter, but since they moved him to the bullpen, he's been very, very impressive. He led the Double-A Eastern League in saves last season. He's a guy to keep in mind because the Orioles are so good at building bullpens on the cheap, so he could help them for sure. And then today, of course, they announced that they signed a handful of minor league guys. One of them that's interesting is infielder/outfielder Derek Gibson. He's only 24 years old. The Red Sox took him in the second round back in 08. So he could be a utility guy. He's also played the outfield, obviously. He could be a guy who won't be at big league camp yet. They haven't announced if he's going to get an invitation. He'd be a non-roster guy. But he's still intriguing to watch, given the upside. Like I said, taken in the second round by Boston, had a pretty good year last year with Double-A Portland. So keep in mind, the Red Sox system is fairly loaded. Michael Almanzar is the Rule 5 guy they got from Boston last year that they also re-signed today. So some of those guys that may slip through the cracks in Boston, Dan Duquette is really paying close attention to, keeping an eye on. They want to upgrade their infield and outfield, particularly at AAA. Last year with the pitching staff, it was a huge problem defensively in terms of evaluating guys. Guys didn't want to have the ball being hit and put in play, and that, of course, can translate into issues when they get called up to the major league. So some of these moves that seem a lot smaller could end up really impacting the Orioles next year.
And something you reported last week that sort of seemed to at least pick up steam in media circles over the ensuing several days is the potential of possibly moving away some of the pieces they do have, and in particular, maybe the possibility of a trade for Ubaldo Jimenez. Do you think that's something that's realistic, or do you think that's just, you know, a club doing its due diligence and has to look into seeing if somebody's intrigued in taking him on?
Well, I certainly think that they can move him, but the question becomes how much do you lose? How much of that contract, which was 4 years, $50 million, do you eat? Because you're going to have to sell low. He's coming off of a miserable year, very disappointing, left off the postseason roster for the ALCS, and also didn't stick around. Was given the choice to stay with the team and decided that he'd rather go home, which didn't sit well in that organization. So it doesn't surprise me that they're shopping him. It surprises me that there's actually some form of interest out there in him. People seem to believe that he's going to bounce back. Now, how much do the Orioles want to save money, want to get rid of him, or how much do they want to perhaps see the rest of this deal through, see if they can make good on this deal? Because it was a huge, huge move by the organization, the biggest contract they've given to a free agent starting pitcher. You know, it absolutely ate owner Peter Angelos alive to watch Ubaldo, watch all that money being essentially wasted. The fact that they were able to win in spite of him is a whole other thing, but very impressive. So I think if the right deal presents itself, they would have no problems moving him. It would certainly clear some space in that payroll. The way it stands right now, they have starting rotation depth. So again, it comes down to how much are you willing to eat of his deal? How low are you selling? I think at the end of the day, they probably end up keeping him just because they got to figure that he's going to have a bounce back year after last year. If you look at him, consistency has been the issue. So you've got to figure he's going to have a good 2015 after a terrible 2014.
One of the types of rumors that's floated out there about him is the classic my problem for your problem swap. Guys like B.J. Upton, Nick Swisher, Ryan Howard. Would a move of that sort intrigue the Orioles, or if they moved Jimenez, would they really just be looking to kind of get out from under some of the contract rather than taking on somebody else's bad contract?
I think they'd be looking to get out from under their contract more so than swapping a problem with another problem, although it depends on what that problem is and whether or not Buck Showalter thinks that he could fix them. I mean, they don't have a problem taking on some of these cases. Delman Young is a great example. A guy who really had a bad reputation. Obviously, some of that was completely his own fault. Coming in, they signed him as a non-roster in spring training and ended up making the team and was fantastic for them down the stretch. Really, now, as a free agent, has upped his stock. So they're not afraid of taking on those guys, depending on who it is, very much a case-by-case basis. But I think in this case with Ubaldo, they would just be looking to clear salary, dump some salary to potentially give them the opportunity to to make a run at Markakis and Cruz or Markakis and a top free agent starter, because they're going to spend more money this offseason, but they're still going to look for ways to cut that payroll back when they can.
All right. Well, Brittany Giroli, thanks for taking some time here to chat on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.